With thousands of conventioneers and other visitors coming into town, David Slim Baucom was hoping for a windfall. He owns 7 clubs in the Charlotte area. And before the convention, he invested about $150,000 in cosmetic improvements to attract customers. But after looking at last week's books...
It was very, very disappointing. We actually grossed less than what we did the weeks leading up to the incident.
And it wasn't any better in Tampa during the Republican convention, says Joe Redner of the Mons Venus Club. He also lost money.
Well, I think the Republicans, if they were allowed to, would spend plenty of time at the club. I don't think they were allowed to. Everything was orchestrated.
Both Redner in Tampa and Baucom in Charlotte believe that the convention goers were so busy with their scheduled activities, they simply chose to bypass the extracurricular ones. Baucom says that the media hype surrounding security checkpoints and traffic delays convinced his regular customers to stay home. He also says that with so many reporters in town, people were probably less willing to take the risk of being seen at an adult club. Despite soft sales for his clubs in Charlotte, however, Baucom is still proud of how his city presented herself on the national stage.
So I think a lot of people that was just in Charlotte for two or three days, I think they got a very good feedback, and they'll look at visiting Charlotte in the future for be it vacation, business trips, or whatever.
And that, he estimates, will pay off for him in the long run in the form of more conventions or large-scale events without as much tight security or as many road closures. In the short run, Baucom's happy again because his regulars begin returning as soon as the DNC wrapped up last Thursday.
Actually, our Friday nights and Saturday nights were actually above normal because I think they had cabin fevers from staying home all week.
For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.